We begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach to learn Hilchos Pesach. Simen Kuf Zayin. Dinei Chodesh Nisan. Kol Chodesh Nisan, the time month of Nisan. Einar M'tachnun, we don't say Tachnun. V'loi Tzidik Adin. V'einar M'tzidkos Kuf Shabbos B'mincha. The Bnei Yisosch in the Sefer Agra the Kala quotes the Choyza of Lublin that the first 12 days of the month of Nisan are the beginning of the entire year. That's why it's called Aviv, Av Yud Beis. It's the father, it gives the power to the entire year. Starting from Rosh Chodesh B'chol Yoyim, we read every day Pashas Anasi, Shikr Bei B'yoyim, the Pasha of the Nasi that came that day. B'yoyim Shleish Asur, on the 13th day of Nisan, Karin Pashas B'aloyscha, Ad Kenasas Menoira, Shikaneged Shay V'Levi. Many don't have the minhag to read it on the 13th, to take out a Sefer Torah again on the 13th. They rather finish reading everything on the 12th. There are many people that have the minhag that don't go to the cemetery during Chodesh Nisan. Some go for a yard site or at the end of a Shiva. But again, just to go to a yard, to a cemetery, people avoid during the month of Nisan. Sipes, Emesan by a field Taras yard site. We don't fast in Nisan, even a Tanis, which is on a yard site. Av Tanis Chaloyim, if somebody's fasting because of a bad dream, that Mesanim. Av Chayim Mesanim by Erev Pesach, the Mechayim will fast on Erev Pesach, Kashivur Mitzvashem Mesim Kuf Yud Gimel. The Chosn Kala Gamkein Mesanim by, the Chosn Kala can fast during the month of Nisan if they're getting married, but feel Rish Chodesh Nisan. Sif Gimel B'Shabbos HaGol L'Mincha, B'Shabbos HaGol B'Mincha, Noigim She'enomim Baruch Nafshi. We don't longer say Baruch Nafshi, but we say Avodim Hayinu V'Chulu. V'Shem Shabbos HaGodl, because in Shabbos HaGodl Ha'isa Escholos HaGula. The Nes of Yitzias Mitzrayim started on that day, and therefore it's appropriate to start saying it. There are those that don't say it, because in the Agoda we know we say Yochum Abay Joim, that maybe we should start even Erev Pesach, and we say, no, we should only start by the Seder. So even if one has the minig, not to say the Haggadah on Shabbos HaGadol, there is a point to look into the Haggadah and recognize that today is Shabbos HaGadol. When Shabbos HaGadol falls on Shabbos, Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, the drasha for Shabbos HaGadol is said a week earlier. There is a question when the Yotzer that's supposed to be said in Shabbos HaGadol should be said. Some say it a week before Erev Pesach, some say it on Erev Pesach, and some, on such a year, don't say the Yotzer. Simakov Chestin, Achitim HaKemach L'Matzis. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'shemartem HaSamatzis. The Torah Gdoshah says, we have to watch the Matzis. Mikan, Shetzrich L'Shemas Achitim L'Shem Matzis Mitzvah. We have to be careful that the flour that's going to be used for the matzah should be made l'shem matzahs matzah. And it's not just enough that we have to make sure that it's not chametz. We have a positive obligation to make sure that it was made properly. Then what has to be done is shaloi yovam aleim matzahs. They shouldn't have water come in contact with them. L'ktzas k'tzas m'del ha'pesim. Some poskim are of the opinion tzrichon shmir zu miyad tzir v'eilach. You have to start watching them from when you start cutting the wheat. Avol haminik kapaskim the saglu b'shmir mishash malichnas elitchan veilich. The minig is that it's adequate to watch it from when they take the flour to be ground. Achamadadikim mitzvahs, those that are careful choshishin l'shmir mishash ktsira, are careful to watch the flour from when it's cut. V'kein nachan lasses, and that's what's appropriate to be done. V'roi l'dadish lo yamdu hashibam mchuber. We have to be careful that the stalks should not remain attached to the ground, actually shapshu kol tzorchin, until they become completely dried via binon and they start getting pale in color. Ka'azam yardalem gesham, at that point, if they will be hit by rainwater, yachmitzu afil b'mechubah, they can become chametz even when they're attached to the ground, because kivin shein tzrichay l'kak, they no longer need the nourishment of the ground. Okay, roiv v'nach l'kza b'oit shiyesh b'enk, it's appropriate to cut them when they still have a greenish color. Somebody could use matzah that was made from flour from that was washed from the time of cutting for the entire yontif, matoiv is great. Mlav, if he can't, roy loy al kapon al hadav bezel matzah shal seder, at least for the matzah that we use at the seder, b'shnei alelos should be shmura mishas tzira. Sebeis chitim shenimtzubam v'kos, if you have kernels that are cracked or mitzumachos or sprouted, hashamot, those kernels should not be used. The rest of the kernels may be used. However, b'vat sheyivron ha'son, you have to clean them, pick them, to make sure that none of the kernels you're using are mivukos or mitzumachos. A tzrichel dadik heitiv, or you have to at least be careful, sheyesh shama p'chaponim shishim k'negim v'kos mitzumachos. There's a ratio of 60 to 1 of good kernels versus problematic kernels. And the halach is, we know that one is not a b'mivat l'isl chatchila. So if you don't have the 60 to 1 ratio, the halach does not allow you to add good kernels to get to that ratio. That's a violation of b'mivat l'isl chatchila. L'chatchila yesh l'had l'var gam menachitim sh'ochlem ahen achbarim. One should check that there's no grain that was bitten by a mouse. Or she is shishim k'negdom, that there's a ratio of 60 against them. V'chitim shabar b'sfina, shchitim that were transported on a boat, or shivinachim v'baris were left in a pit. Imhem yivashis v'koshes, if they're dry and hard, v'lenishtar marem, and they didn't get pale k'sheris. V'may menachis bali, if they were left in an attic, v'yadalayim g'sham derech agab k'tzas m'koymes, if there was a leak and they got wet from water, asurist the because these grain becomes usur. Avlam nafalim ktsas sheleg. If some snow or ktsas mayim b'makamachar or some water, mesalik ois and sheish l'stak behen, we remove those v'sham b'taris. Sif gimel kva nagu Yisrael, kual Yisrael has already become careful, v'ladadki b'hechshir rechayim, to be careful about the mill, Lanaka hativ to clean it out. Lanaka's b'chol avshari to clean it as best as possible. The chisim and bags in which the flour is deposited, loichim chadoshim, they buy new ones. Umakim sheish talmid chachamim, in a place where talmid chachamim, heim b'holchim al rechayim, they go to the mill, lahachshir shehachshik roi, to make sure that they were cleaned properly. Umakim sheish talmid chachamim, in a place where there are no talmid chachamim, Royal Yerushimayim Sheikh Ba'atzmai, every time Yerushimayim should go by himself, Lashgiach al Hechsher to make sure that everything is fine. The mitzvah by Yosef Mishluchai, there's a mitzvah for somebody to do it himself more than appointing somebody to do it on his behalf. The Nayagin, we're careful, Kekemach Harishin, the first batch of flour, Shnitchen Lacha Hechsher, that come out after you clean the mill, Ein Oichlan Oysoy B'Pesach, is not used for the flour on Pesach. And Tochnim, if they ground in the mill also washed flour, which could have become chametz because it came to contact with water. We have to put up a partition that none of the flour from the washed wheat, even from the dust of that flour, should get mixed into the flour that which we want to use for the Pesach matzahs.